Blog Talk Radio.
It's 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's time now for Namaste Nutrition with Claudia Cleary. Be happy, be healthy, be complete in body, mind, spirit. Claudia's advice is always uplifting and inspirational. Get joyfully motivated every week with Namaste Nutrition. And now, here's Claudia.
Good afternoon. This is Claudia Cleary with Namaste Nutrition on blogtalkradio.com/GGM. This is a very, very interesting day because it is 12/12/2012, and so there are some very interesting shifts in the energy of the planet today and in individual people, and it's something that sort of comes around cyclically. As we move forward into the next year and towards the holidays, I know that there's going to be a lot of changes with what people want to do and how they choose to nourish themselves. And I would just like to mention that if you have any questions about nutrition, you are more than welcome to email me at claudia.cleary@yahoo.com. If you have any particular burning desires for a better life nutritionally, just please feel free to contact me. And I have some specials going on right now with different products that I work with and with different regimens that you can use in order to enhance your health, especially as we move towards 2013. So I look forward to a really auspicious transition through to the next millennium and through to the next year. Now, on with the rest of our show. I have a very, very interesting guest on the show today. His name is Armand, and he is half of a wonderful papa duo, Armand and Angelina. He is an ordained minister, singer, songwriter, pianist, Native American flautist, and Angelina is classically trained as a vocalist and classic guitar player, and they travel across the country sharing their world popper of music. Their tour is called Never Ending Story, and its purpose is to remind all of us of our oneness and help the world to experience heaven on earth. Armand, welcome to the program.
Hello there, Claudia.
It is such a pleasure to meet you. I've seen some very interesting clips about you and listened to some of your music, and I'm absolutely delighted to have you here on the show. Please, the first question that I have for you, because it was something that had come up when I saw some clips of you performing, was where are you and Angelina from? I know that you're both from Europe. I just don't know where.
Actually, no, we live in Florida most of the time, and we live in Scottsdale, Arizona, another part of the time, and then we just travel around all over the country and Europe sometimes, the rest of the time.
Okay, that's awesome. I'd like very much for you to tell me how it was that you ended up getting started in your career path. I know that you claim that you're bar trained and that Angelina is classically trained. So can you talk a little bit about some of what ended up creating your experiences to teach you how you play music and how you develop your style?
Well, basically, I was doing the weekend warrior type stuff, which is playing in clubs and bars, singing other people's music from about 1982 until about 96. And in that time, I started finding myself more attracted to spiritual teachings, Wayne Dyer, Unity Churches, Science of Mind Churches, and my songwriting began to be more spiritual. And I started singing a couple of songs on Sunday mornings at churches. And then somehow I saw some wonderful people. Two people in particular, a guy named Greg Tamblyn and another fellow by the name of Leroy White, that were doing their spiritual music full-time at spiritual centers, conferences, New Age events, and churches. And once I saw that, I got a very healthy envy for it and decided that I was going to quit playing the bars and dive into a full-time career, and I had no idea how to do it. So I did it, and that was in 96. And then I asked Angelina to join me in 2001, and we've been doing it ever since.
That's a wonderful story. How did you and Angelina meet?
I met her, I don't remember the exact date, August 27, 2000, when I sang at her church, and I was doing a presentation at her church in Florida, a Unity church, and we became friends, and 4 months later we were dating, and 4 months later after that we were working together. So it was a runaway train.
A runaway train, huh?
Yep.
What made it a runaway train for you? Was it sort of something that just sort of landed in your lap and you didn't expect it to happen? Is that why you call it that?
I call it that. It was like there wasn't a whole lot of choice in it. It was like we were being, we were just guided. It all just happened, and here we are 12 years later. It just, we didn't take it. It took us, and it's been fantastic.
Mm-hmm. That's a very, very sweet story. What has she been able to do to enhance your musical choices and changes as you've evolved and grown?
Oh, wow. It's a miracle. She brought the classical element into the program, and so in order to get her really, really involved, I had to write songs for her that were very much out of my element, out of what I was used to. That would be appropriate for her, and also we had to find a way to reorganize classical and Italian songs so they would they would be fully self-expressed with my pop rock background and roots and her classical voice, and that's when we started calling our music popera. It just developed into that, and that was a little more, I wouldn't say that was a runaway train, that was something we actually worked at and honed. So that took a lot more effort than our relationship and music career that just happened to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that it sounds like you really shifted a little bit, but it sort of broadened out what you're able to do, did it not?
Very much so. It just gave us a lot more variety, and it's just been really fun for us because we had a marriage already in our programs and in our life and in our music, but we didn't really have the classical pop crossover marriage, and so that's just made us more united.
That's wonderful. What a sweet story.
Oh,
you're welcome. For anybody who is listening, the one marvelous thing that we have is some music that we're going to play a little bit later on in our program. I'd like very much for anybody who's listening to hear the style of music that Armand and Angelina play. Can you talk a little bit about the whole focus of what you really like doing within your musical choices and the material that you write? What is your goal behind the pieces that you put together?
Okay, so with the original music, which is about 50% now, used to be a lot more than that, but I guess the goal would be to have a really strong spiritual message that was actually, you know, a life-changing message that people could really get inspiration from. It would help heal the planet. And then working with Angelina to create the music that would be a canvas for that message and hopefully involve her classical influence as much as possible.
That's awesome. So what's the feedback that you've received since you've changed your style of writing? What's the feedback you've received from the people who are listening to your work when you play for them and the people who purchase your CDs?
Let's see. Overall, people have just appreciated our growth and our movement. I mean, there is a segment of our music fans that liked what we did when it was more simple, when it was just an acoustic sound, and we were just starting out. But overall, I would say we've gotten more popularity with our fans and friends as our music's gotten more diverse and broader. There's a lot more production. It used to be a lot easier to put a song together, and now we have, cellos and violins and orchestras and all that kind of stuff to make it really expressive of the energy we're putting out.
It sounds amazing. Like I said, I've heard some clips of some of the pieces that you've put together. I haven't heard as much as I probably could have. But we do have some information and some music that you happily sent over to my producer. And so I'd like very much for her to play some of it at this point, if it's okay with both of you.
Cool.
Yeah. So for your listening pleasure, have a listen to Armand and Angelina.
Yeah. altar. Make peace within you now. Instead of waiting for there to be peace, altar. Make peace within you now. Instead of waiting for there to be peace, altar. Make peace within you now. Instead of waiting for there to be peace on earth, make peace within you now.
All I really can say at this point. Armand, your music is absolutely gorgeous.
Well, thank you for that, and thank you for being so generous to have so much of it on your show.
Are you kidding? I wish I had more to play. Can you tell me, first of all, the song that we played first, can you tell a little bit about how you had developed that song? Because it sounds like it comes right from the heart, from a place of serious pain. And if you could talk a little bit about what the inspiration for that piece was.
Okay, so you're definitely right on. It came from a lot of pain. What inspired the song, I think, was an Oprah show where she had two men on the show that had gotten out of prison. They had been in prison for 10 years or more each, and they got out because of DNA testing.
Wow.
And what they found was they had been falsely accused, but they had been interrogated so much that both men had confessed to the crime of killing killing people, killing their family members. And after it was all over, of course, they proved they were innocent, got them out, and nobody could understand why they confessed to those crimes. And I realized in my own heart that myself and probably many people have confessed to the crime of not being lovable, confessed to the crime of not being good enough, confessed to the crime of not being a divine child of God, because enough people interrogated the shit out of us to where we didn't, I hope I can say that on TV, on radio, interrogated us. And we bought into it, and we confessed to a crime we didn't do. And then I started thinking about the main caretaker in my life that had interrogated me the most. And I had just recently said no to her. I said, you know what, you can tell me all this bad stuff about me that you want, but I no longer confess. I pardon myself for all the crimes that you think that I have done to you and the world. I'm an innocent child of God, and that's my new mantra. And so the TV show and my personal pardoning created the song.
It's really powerful, because I think there's so many people out there that could relate to that. You know, coming from a childhood, or, you know, maybe a young adulthood, where you've been told that you are not worth what you really are worth, and denigrating people, you know, people denigrating others, because that's sort of perpetuating a cycle. And when you think about that as far as spiritual nutrition, it can't be something that's good for you. And so we need more pieces of music like this, so that people can recognize that there is nothing wrong with who they are divine, and they can let that old patterning go. It's great that you're putting out music like this, because people need to hear it, and they need to be able to resonate with this and realize that they're not alone. Thank you so much for that. It's wonderful to have pieces of music like that to enjoy and to listen to, and to bring out those feelings and recognize that we didn't do anything wrong, and that we can move forward in a much happier, more grounded place. I think that's fantastic. How about the second piece? Peace on earth,
yes,
and peace within ourselves.
Make peace. Let me just, if you wouldn't mind, just go a little bit more about the innocent thing, just because today
we're
is
right
12-12. You know, we're 12-12. We're going to 12-21-12 soon. And to me, that more than anything is what this time feels like. I woke up this morning, and I felt dramatically more innocent. I mean, quantum more than I did yesterday. I woke up this morning feeling more of a surrender to my divine nature and to the perfection of the universe dramatically. And I didn't really expect 12-12 to be that different, but it was for me. So to me, that's what it's all about right now, more than anything, is us recognizing what all the great masters told us, that we are divine people deserving of a divine experience on earth. Doggone it.
Hallelujah.
All right, so thank you. I'm off my soapbox on that now.
No, that's perfectly fine. So going back to the second song, it's good that, you know, you can recognize the shifts and feel them so clearly. I think that more people, as they awaken to a sensitivity to what's happening around them, it can start to resonate within them. So that when they wake up, they start feeling certain things and recognizing and remembering their dreams or feeling shifts around them that can impact them in a positive way. And they will be in a place where they can make better choices. It's a really good thing to have. But going back to the second piece that you had given to Amanda, talk a little bit about the peace that we can end up developing within ourselves that can radiate outwards. I mean, that's really what I saw from that song for me, and that's my interpretation of it. You might have something different.
Well, that's pretty much it. The song came pretty quickly. Angelina and I were here in Scottsdale, and she was writing a melody and a groove on our little keyboard arranger, and the song just kind of came out. It just happened very quickly. You know, I mean, Gandhi said, be the change you want to see, and we all have heard that a bunch of times, but what I find, and I think that's why the song was coming out of me at the time, is I find that it's much easier to look outside on how we can make the world a better place, or what's wrong with the world, or why are these people fighting, you know, why can't people get along. It's a lot easier to say, why are these people not doing this, than to realize that there are Middle Eastern wars going on inside our own relationships, you know, between our neighbors and our family members, and even within ourselves and our husbands and wives and partners. You know, those other things are just macrocosms, and they are not going to change until we individually do the change. I mean, I know people that are angry, really angry, and fighting strong for peace. You know, I'm thinking, okay, whoa. You know, we're alienating the people closest to us, you know, with our causes. And I think causes are great, but I really think the most important cause is to become self-realized, God-realized, peace-realized, love-realized, and find a way to love the person that is the most darn difficult person around.
Ourselves, right?
It's ourselves, or it may be the mirror that's showing up at our workplace or a family member.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is ourselves. It's going right back to innocent. It is
mm-hmm.
really to recognize, because, you know, when you really love yourself, there is no way you can hurt other people. You just can't.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to get a single argument from me. I'm a yoga teacher with almost 11 years of experience, and I teach people all the time that you have to speak kindly to yourself, and you have to focus on your alignment, not worry about how far you stretch. And it's the same kind of thing when you take that knowledge off the mat and start interacting with people from that same centered place and recognize that your interactions are going to take a certain shape and form, but it will deepen over time, and it's going to end up having its ups and downs, but recognizing that if you stay balanced, your interactions will end up becoming more balanced as you focus on just remaining in that place of calm and peace yourself.
Wow, that was a beautiful, eloquent way to say it. Thank you.
Thank you. Talk to me a little bit about upcoming events that you have, because I'm sure that you have some performances that are coming up in the near future. And I'd like to let our listening audience know what your plan is for the rest of this year and the beginning of 2013.
Okay, well, everything's pretty status quo right now with us. We're just mostly playing New Thought Churches, Unity Churches, and Centers of Spiritual Living. This Friday, we're going to be in Chandler, Arizona, a suburb of Phoenix, doing a concert on the 14th. On the 21st, December 21st, the big ending of the Mayan calendar date, we're going to be at a church in Austin, Texas, Unity Center of Positive Prayer in Austin. And then we've got a gig at the end of the year in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, at the Unity Church of Christianity, Panama City on the 30th of December at a Unity Church. And Angelina's got a fantastic job, her first one in a decade, where she's going to be doing an all-Italian job. I don't even know where it is. I think it's a private party in Orlando. After 10 years of being with me, she has not really had the availability. And this year, we were not booked for New Year's Eve, and somebody called her. And so this is really wonderful, Claudia, because this is a love that Angelina has, and she only gets to express a certain amount of it with me
mm-hmm.
at the churches. But this will be a whole evening of her romantic Italian songs. She's going to probably sing about 40 songs that night. And I'm really excited for her. It's like the universe is coordinating us to be more fully self-expressed, and it's kind of like a full circle moment for her.
That's wonderful. Does she have any CDs of the music that she loves to do, that she's been trained in doing exclusively? Does she have any that you have published or that you have released?
You know, years ago, when we first got together, I took one of her old cassettes of her Italian music and put it together in CD form. But what happened is, over time, everybody wanted the Armand and Angelina stuff. They didn't want my stuff by myself. They didn't want her stuff by herself. They wanted the music marriage. And it really does feel like, you know, the whole is so much greater than the sum of the parts that that CD just got discontinued. She sings Italian songs on all of our albums. You know, our last album, Never Ending Story, she did about 3 Italian songs. In this new one, I think she's doing 4 Italian songs that we're working on now. So we always find a way to get that part of her involved.
So how many CDs do you currently have available now, say somebody wanted to get one from you?
We have 7 CDs that are available you know, in various places, Amazon.com, our website, places like that.
Would you let people know what your website is so that if they'd like to get some of your music, they could?
I would be thrilled to. That is ArmandandAngelina.com, all spelled out.
Good. No pig Latin involved, right?
No pig Latin. All spelled out. The and is not an ampersand sign. It's A-N-D.
Marvelous. The only reference to Pig Latin for anybody who's listening is that on Armand and Angelina's Facebook page, the languages section of their about section on Facebook, it says in there languages, and right next to it is Pig Latin. So I knew that that was you.
I forgot all about that.
I had, and I thought it was really funny. So if you could be kind enough and express also some other things that you have done in the past or some funny stories or situations that have happened to you as you have developed what you have done and just some of the interesting things that you do when you do perform, I think that some of the listeners would probably be very interested in it. Because I know that you have quite an interesting sense of humor, Armand. I mean, I've seen it in some of the descriptions of you. You like to dress in mismatched shoes and socks. You know, you like to have as your first language Pig Latin. So there must be some other things that are going on below the surface that on the radio people aren't really going to know too much about unless you tell us.
Okay, let me see. Well, one thing that I like to do is I like to put on costumes and maybe silly hats and things like that in the show. So we try to make it visually entertaining, so there's different things going on. I do have quite a bit of humor in my programs. It is, you're right, it is a little hard to relay that on the radio like this, but we sing some funny songs. You know, we do a parody on Carly Simon's song "You're So Vain." It's called "You're So Light," about the new age person who thinks that they're more evolved than other people. It was originally written by a friend of mine, Scott Calixtine Grace, in California. And we kind of took it.
I'd love to hear that song. I really would.
I'll send it to Amanda, and then she can get that to you. But and we do a song that's a parody from My Way, Frank Sinatra's My Way, and we do the Ballad of a Control Freak. It's called "I Need It My Way." So we do you know, funny stuff like that, and there's always a certain amount of just humor that comes out as part of my nature. I was a class clown, and so that always comes out.
Yeah, I can understand that. Never sat still. Yeah, it's interesting. You go into different pockets of groups of people, and you're going to find, you know, the I'm So Right, you know, the parody that you're describing. In the yoga community, I see that sometimes, too, with some of the teachers. They take themselves way too seriously and act like they're something better than the rest of the community, too. And it's not to say that they're better or worse. It's just that their attitude has they probably would benefit from hearing that song. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, whenever we sing it, we always know that a few people are cringing.
Yeah, because they're hearing themselves in the song. Is there anything else that you would like to talk about before we go to a short break? Anything at all?
Well, I think just right now what I'm feeling the most is grateful. Grateful that you've invited me to be a part of this. Grateful that it's another beautiful day in the world, and we have another new opportunity to tap into our greatness.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Are you kidding? I am thrilled to pieces to have you on my show. One of the things that I have been trying to do since I started this is expose people who might not have had the chance to be on a venue such as this, and it gives you an opportunity to get people, you know, let people know who you are, as well as, you know, give people an interesting hour to spend listening to somebody who they otherwise would not necessarily know anything about. So if you would be willing to hold on just for a moment, we will be back momentarily. We're going to take a very short break. This is blogtalkradio.com/GGM and GGM Radio, and I am Claudia Cleary, and we will be back in just a moment.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Today's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Oh, nuts! There's a bobcat in this cave! Save us, Sassy! You will, but first you'd like to stress the importance of cat adoption? Over 5 million cats go into animal shelters every year and they need to be adopted? Help us, Sassy! Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org. Remember, adopt!
Are you tired of the abuse? Trying to recover after rape or other sexual violence? Are you worried about a friend or a family member? Safe Connections is here for you in the greater St. Louis metropolitan area. We work to reduce the impact and incidence of domestic violence and sexual assault. Access referrals, resources, and most of all, compassionate support through our 24-hour crisis helpline. No cost. Call us anytime at 314-531-2003. That's 314-531-2003.
Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting in the forest.
Uh-huh.
1 second I'm having a smoke. Next thing I know, I'm face-to-face with Smokey Bear.
Wow.
And he told me it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
Did you know 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous and you're not. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting. Reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com. We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals,
and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com. Cultivate your spirituality with visionary practices of a higher nature in your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy, Yusui Reiki, Amadeus Shamanic Healing, Karuna Reiki, Celtic Reiki, and many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. Attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable, very accessible, and very interesting. Go to http://empoweruacademy.org. That's empoweruacademy.org.
Thank you.
You're listening to Greater Good Ministries Radio and Namaste Nutrition with Claudia Cleary. And now, back to the program.
This is Claudia Cleary with Namaste Nutrition on blogtalkradio.com/GGM Radio. And my guest today is Armand, Armand and Angelina, the world papa duo. And the song we just listened to is You're So Light, Compliments of Armand. Welcome back to the program, Armand.
Great. I'm asking ye shall receive, Claudia.
That was so funny. I sat here laughing. And I hope that the audience enjoyed it just as much as I did. you said that was a song that a friend of yours had written?
Yes. His name is Scott Kallikstein Grace. He wrote the first two verses, and I just had my way with the third verse.
It was fabulous. The sad thing is that I think I've met people who are just like that.
Oh, God, yeah. I think I've been just like that.
You have?
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit more about that and how you sort of evolved? I don't want to say devolved because that's really not the right way of explaining it, but sort of shifted your focus a little bit so that you could end up realizing that, you know, life is sort of all-encompassing, spiritual and physical.
Yeah, and, you know, really, you said it earlier so beautifully, just taking yourself too seriously and forgetting that it's all just a big theme park and we're all doing the best we can and we're all doing, you know, what anybody else would do given our state of consciousness. And, you know, as the many masters have said, the minute you think that you got it over somebody else, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think the ego is so afraid of spirituality that its one weapon is, I know what I can do. I'll make them think they're more spiritual than the next guy. And then the ego's got your butt right back again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. It's true. And I also know that for a lot of people who are, I guess the best way of putting it is just to explain it like this, addiction. You know, when you have somebody who is dealing with an addiction, whether it is to, an illegal substance or to alcohol, tobacco, or to sugar, because I think that that's just as bad of an addiction in a lot of cases as some of the others, it shifts your focus when you start to shine the light on it and really focus on it and try to shift away from that towards something better. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I certainly know a lot about addiction. I've been working on different addictions for much of my life. The addiction, it just numbs you out and keeps you in a place of not really having to look at what I believe is the core of all of it, which is just fear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I have felt the more that I have been abstaining from any kind of compulsive behavior, the more pain and fear comes up. And for good, it's a beautiful thing, not when it's happening, but it's a beautiful thing when you get to the other side of it because you actually get to really do something about your life and get rid of, you know, the lies and the blocks to your good. Does that answer that question or do you want to go deeper?
You can go deep, as deep as you want. You know, you're free to talk. I'm perfectly fine. I'm just sort of conduit for whatever it is that you would like to say. It's perfectly fine by me.
Well, what I'm discovering more and more is it's just all about chemicals. I'm realizing that everybody wants a happy brain chemistry. And that is really our nature. I do believe that we have natural joy chemicals that are designed for us to be living a fairly joyous, peaceful, wonderful, somewhat blissed life. And we get those chemicals, they change through environment, through diet, obviously, and through programming from other people that program those chemicals out of us, and we replace them with chemicals that don't make us feel good. And all addictions are, to me, is the spirit trying to get back to the healthy chemicals and realizing, oh my goodness, this temporary fix, you know, whether it be, you know, drugs, alcohol, sex, television, shopping, gambling, any of those, they put chemicals in the brain that imitate the healthy chemicals that we're supposed to have. And just like, you know, junk food imitates nourishment, those chemicals imitate what we're naturally supposed to have. No wonder everybody's drawn to become an addict of some sort, because it feels, at least the stomach stops growling when you put junk food in your body, but it's not giving you nutrition. And it's the same thing with the chemicals. They don't really work. They're not really natural. They have a bunch of side effects and they get you hooked. But I can really understand all addicts. I have an empathy for every addict out there, because I know deeply they're just longing for spiritual love.
Yeah, well, spiritual love, or just being appreciated for who they are. Love, to be loved, valued, and appreciated. And, no argument for me whatsoever. And it's so true, too, because, you know, we see so much, you know, especially the media. It perpetuates this idea that you have to be more than you are. And if you're not, then you're failing and falling short. You have to look better. You have to feel better. You have to always be happy. You have to always look good. You always be healthy and always eat perfectly. And it's just not a realistic expectation when you take a look at what you're being bombarded with. And so when you can actually learn about what being real is, and focusing on something that's a bit deeper, such as your spirituality or your connection to other people, it makes such a difference. And you do that so well with your music, because people can relate to it. I really have appreciated, you know, you sharing everything that you have on the show for us today. And I look very much forward to meeting you at some point with one of, you know, whenever you're at one of your concerts. And I have the wonderful, blessed good fortune of being there, too, in the audience.
That would be wonderful. Where are you based?
We are in St. Louis, Missouri,
okay.
Right in the heart of the country.
Yeah, we play a few places in St. Louis. We played at the Unity Church of Peace in St. Louis with Sally Fox, and there's the Garden of Life Divine Love Chapel. A friend of ours, Reverend Pat Powers, runs that in St. Louis. So we expect to be in St. Louis in 2013.
Awesome. Well, please do keep us informed. And so if you do end up letting me know, I will definitely let our listening audience know when you are going to be in the area, so that we can all come out and see you and support your work. It has been an absolute pleasure having you here on the radio. Would you please make sure to tell Angelina that she is well thought of and missed, and I know she's here in spirit, but I regret that she could not be here joining us so that we could talk to her, too. And I look forward to meeting both of you at some point soon, and I hope that you come back.
Same here. Thank you. Thank you very much for opening your heart and your station and all your listeners' ears to what this one human being has to say.
You are very, very welcome, Armand. If you'd like to give your contact information again, so that if anybody who is listening would like to get a CD, it's worth repeating, please go right ahead.
All right, yes, that would be www.armandandangelina.com. That was my radio voice.
You have such a great radio voice. Thank you again so much for being on here. Amanda's sitting across from me, and she is laughing. She absolutely adores you.
He's awesome.
Hi, Amanda. Love you, dear. Thank you for being the catalyst for this.
Armand, I love you, too. You guys are amazing, and you're just great. You're just great. You always make me smile. Thank you.
All right, dear. Well, thanks again, and happy 2012.
Absolutely. Have a very, very happy rest of the year and happy holidays, whatever the season is, you know, whatever the holidays that you choose to celebrate are. And I hope that that everybody who is listening has a really awesome week, and we will see you on the radio at this time next week. This is Namaste Nutrition with Claudia Cleary. My guest today is Armand of Armand and Angelina, and this is blogtalkradio.com/GGM radio, and this is Namaste Nutrition. Namaste.